Josh obviously full participant today.
Yeah, he looks good. Yeah, he's passed everything. He feels good and strong. Got through today, so he's good.
So is it, you said precaution. Was that like really a precaution then? Like if that was a playoff game, would he have been in last night? Or
no,
you just had to make sure?
No, precautionary, but I wasn't. No, he wasn't playing until we knew he was fine.
You look back a little bit at the game last night. You talked after the game. There were some positives. There were obviously some negatives. So
yeah.
What do you look at moving forward with your group, getting them back on the ice here today?
Just being able to mentally stick with what you're doing, even when the other team changes gears on you a little bit. So our game got opened up in the second period, and you saw the result of that. And LB had to make a whole lot of great saves. Some of it, you know, a couple of the plays, hey, they did a good job. But you know, Kyle Connor got in alone a couple times too. So that evens itself out. The ones that we want to get better at are the ones that we think we changed how we were playing. And because of that, we gave up far more than we needed to.
Would it be fair to say Connor Hellebuck's itching to get back in the net?
There's
It was just none of you watched the game last night. So it was kind of a joke about how many saves LB had to make. But, yeah, I think both goalies would be looking to play tomorrow.
What does Mark Letestu provide for your team?
I'm sorry?
What does Mark Letestu provide for your team?
You know what? He's been a real good veteran presence, but also he's a very smart game. If he wants to get into coaching, he'll be able to do that fast. He watched our systems once, had them all dialed into his game. Also, those guys prep differently, right? They learn over time how to take care of themselves, how to mentally get ready, find a routine that works for them, and adhere to it. It's good to have our younger players watch that.
Jim Rutherford, I know that's someone you've had a very good relationship with. What was your reaction when he got the call this summer for the Hall of Fame?
You know what? I'm really glad that it happened now, he didn't have to wait for it, so that he can share that with his family, right? They're all around him, his son's old enough to appreciate it, that all the people that are involved in Jim's life are, for the most part, he's lost his parents, but all the important people are still able to enjoy it with him.
Paul, Brandon Tanev, a guy obviously you had a lot of time for and the role he played with the Jets, surprised at all that he's just stepped in and playing with Crosby, he's playing with Malkin, and Mike Sullivan had all kinds of praise for the way he's adapted.
No, like they've got a piece there that brings a level of speed that those two centermen can play with, right? Like, they can find those holes, and he's going to get in on the forecheck, and the fans are going to love him. He's all the things that he did in Winnipeg he'll be able to do here. They've got a real unusual depth at center here in Pittsburgh, so he's going to be able to move up and down the lineup with him.
I know you had him over in Russia. Malkin's out for what they're saying right now is long-term. Thoughts on, I guess, not facing him tomorrow or on the weekend when you see him for the two times?
I mean, what's the truth? Yeah, you, if you don't have to play against Evgeny, you'd prefer not to. But if you're a fan of the game, you want him in the lineup every night. You need to get actually on the ice with some of these guys to fully appreciate them. Like, to fully appreciate Blake Wheeler's speed at his size, you need to have him blow right by you when you're on the ice. To watch what Evgeny Malkin could do with the puck at speed is I know you see it on TV and you see it in the stands, but it is completely different when you're standing 5 feet away from it. It is breathtaking. And the other thing about him is we're playing in Magnitogorsk, Russia. There's nobody watching. He's a world-class player, and he was by far the hardest-working guy on the ice. He just worked so hard in practice so that he could perform. I enjoyed the heck out of him.
You've obviously had some pretty great players here over the years, but aside from that obvious fact, what makes it so hard to win here? You guys clearly had doing that.
Oh, I think it's the players. There wouldn't be anything other than the fact they've had really, really good teams. I mean, this is going back. I was just telling stories about Jim and I back in our Hartford days. We come in, and I'm in Hartford, so it's mid-90s. They've come off their Stanley Cups, but they're still a really good team. And I think we put up 21 shots on them in the first, maybe 23 in the first period. We're up 2-1. And we set a franchise record. We had a hell of a start. Well, we're down 7-2 after the second period. And we don't get near the damn puck. Like, they just don't give it to us. They dominated us so badly. And that was what it was like coming into Pittsburgh. You know, they had a bit of a lull. Then Crosby comes in and they built back up. But it was something to see this team when you go back for us that were fans, we were watching in the early 90s, but even coaching against them in the mid 90s before things changed, they were just awesome.
What's the latest with Brian?
You know, we had a good day today, so that's the latest. You had a good day today. We'll see what that means for tomorrow. He's still in gold, so he's not right there.
Thank you.
Okay.